of the questions we often get asked at the Bullshit Company is, how do you prepare for a difficult conversation? So let's talk about one approach that we use at Bullshift. So, Andrew.
Yes. Now, you can listen to a much longer explanation of this on the website, but here's a super short version. So there was a thing called the three whats, which was what, so what, and now what. And what we've done is add two whats. So now it goes what, so what really, what's true, and now what. We'll explain each of those things. What is what's the problem? See if you can get the problem nailed in a sentence or two. You're really trying to capture what is the essence of the problem here. So what means why is this a problem? What are the costs, the risks, and the impacts? And they could be things that are already happening or things that could happen. What really is where we try to find out with the other person what's really going on underneath all this. Because sometimes a person's behaviour on the surface has explanations that are hard to see just by looking at the behaviour. So spend some time asking what's really going on and try to understand what's driving them. What's true is where we correct any misunderstandings, because often people are behaving not only unconsciously or behaving in ways they haven't explained, but they might even be behaving on things that aren't true. They might have misunderstood something, or they might be propelled by things that could be sorted out if we just talked about it. Or they might not be following a process or living by the organization's values, and they might think that's okay. They might think their behavior is perfectly fine. And if it isn't true, then the fourth question is where we correct that by saying, well, what's really true? Then the fifth question is now what, which is what do we do about this? And it's impossible to do now what if we haven't done the what really and what's true, because the now what should be informed by those two things. What we do next is all determined by the answers to the questions in between. So what? So what really, what's true, and now what? Should we do an example?
Let's do one.
I come to you. I'm a site manager at a construction company. I notice that you're on site near the end of the day doing a job and you're not wearing the appropriate PPE. You haven't got the glasses on, you haven't got gloves on. And I come over and see you doing that. Now, a lot of people would avoid that conversation, or some people would have it and it wouldn't even be a conversation. I'd just tell you, mate, you can't come on site like that, mate. You ever come on site without your PPE again, that'd be the last time you ever work on one of our sites, understand? And that would be it.
Yeah.
But we'll try applying the five watts. How you going, Malcolm?
Yeah, I'm good, Andrew.
Can I just stop you? What you're doing there? Whereabouts are you in your run for the day, mate?
Oh, look, I'm just about to go, actually. I just loaded the truck up and just forgot about this. So I had to do this last 30-second job and I'm out of here.
Yeah, okay. I noticed you're doing it without the PPE. So you're currently working without your proper safety equipment. Okay.
Yeah, well.
Now, the problem with that is you are risking yourself here. You could do damage to yourself. And we don't want anyone to work on our sites unsafely, mate. So you are risking your eyes here and also your hands. Can I ask you why that is? Are you aware of the gear that you need to have?
And no, it's just, honestly, I just loaded the truck up, I locked it, and I was about to drive off, and I went, oh, I've got to do this. So I just couldn't be bothered.
So you do actually have PPE?
Yeah, it's all in the truck.
And have you been wearing it for the rest of the day?
Oh, yeah, all day, of course, absolutely.
So I only took it off because you were packing up?
Yeah, I had packed up. I'm out of here.
Okay, and then after
really,
you
I just remembered I had to do this, otherwise Gary was going to be not happy with
it. Okay, so you were thinking, I'll just go back, do that job,
yep,
and then I'm out of here.
And I'm out of here.
And so were you thinking, oh, look, it doesn't matter because it's only one job and it'll be quick?
Yeah, I just thought 2-minute job and I'm gone.
Okay, so the thing we need to be clear on then is to understand it doesn't matter how long the job will take. It doesn't matter if you're packed up and ready to go, and it doesn't matter where you need to be next.
Fair enough, yeah.
If you're going to do the task, you've got to have the safety gear on. It just doesn't matter. If you've got everything packed up and you're halfway down the road and you remember you've got to come back and do it, the first thing you're going to get out is your PPE. And you can't do any job if you're not wearing that gear. Is that really clear?
Yeah. No, that makes good sense.
It's imperative, right? So.
Sure.
You could make it the last thing you pack up before you go is your PPE. Don't put that away until you're absolutely sure you've done everything.
Yeah, for sure.
So can we agree that I'll let this one go for now?
Yeah. Okay. No, I'll make sure next time I've gone and unload the truck and do it how it should be done.
All right. Good on you. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay. So the next time you're preparing for a difficult conversation, try downloading the 5 watts, have a read over those questions, make some notes, see if you can get clear in yourself, and then try it out and see if it works for you. If it does, you got a new approach.